Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by the new superintendent of Sonora High School, Dr. Mark Miller. Dr. Miller, next thing I was going to ask you about is just the state level. I know there's always laws that educators keep a close eye on and so forth. Anything right now at the state level that you're watching closely?
Well, some of the new laws that were put into effect, one of them is a mandatory training for human trafficking. Another is a mandatory training for heat stroke, so that students who are out competing in the warm months, the adults that are supervising them don't put them in physical danger. All those trainings require time and money, and unfortunately, we're not getting more funds to do those trainings. So we end up with what we call unfunded mandates, which is everybody agrees it's a really important thing to get people trained on, but there's no extra dollars to do it, and it continues to put strain on school budgets because we have to do it, but there's no extra fund or extra time to do it in. So that's a kind of a frustration that we always fight, quite honestly.
Enrollment at Sonora High School, it seemed for many years it kind of declined before you came, you know, then it kind of leveled off. Do you anticipate it to be fairly level moving forward?
We do anticipate a fairly level enrollment. Some of our elementary feeders are seeing a little bit of a bump. So, you know, maybe 25 or 50 kids here or there wouldn't surprise me in the next couple years. But generally speaking, I would expect flat enrollment for the next decade or so.
You inherited the new pool aquatic center as well. How is that working out at the school?
You know, I looked, it's right in front of my office. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. I know some people think that maybe it shouldn't have been built, but it's built. And like I said, it's not like you can take it back to Costco for a full refund. So it's built, it's paid for. It's being used by many people almost year-round. Right now, our water polo team is in it. All of our PE students were in it earlier this year, learning swimming and life-saving. And really, that's the original pool. That's why it was built, is because, unfortunately, a student drowned and because the student didn't know how to swim. And the community came together and said, we need to build a pool to teach kids how to swim so that tragedies like this don't continue to occur. And so keeping an aquatic center open so that any person growing up in Sonora learns to swim, I think, is a real community service. And, you know, one of the things that I have found about this community, and maybe you can help me out because you've been here a lot longer than I have, is we have a rich history. There's just so much history here, and celebrating that, I think, is really important. But we have to make sure that we don't let our history get in the way of us moving forward and progressing. We've kind of had this little, I think, ability to buffer ourselves from the Bay Area and some of the things that have happened within the state. But I think it's coming this way, whether we want to or not. I'll give you an example. We haven't managed the forest terribly well, and climate change is occurring whether we like it or not. And that, the combination created some fires this summer that cost us millions of dollars in tourist dollars. They were actually telling people to go to L.A. instead of up here because of air quality. And I'm thinking, man, if you're going to L.A. for air quality, what does that say? So I think we need to be careful that we don't let our past get in the way of our future, and that we still honor our past. And that pool that was there, I think, was a part of that past that we can still honor. And we need to move forward with the new pool and the new facility as this community continues to progress.
You know, one topic I haven't brought up yet is there's been a nationwide discussion about, you know, gun safety at schools as well. Are there things that can be done locally to try to make our schools as safe as possible?
You know, that's always controversial. I'll tell you what I don't believe will work. I don't think putting more guns into schools will make it safer. I just don't. And I know some people disagree with me on that, and that's fine. But I always joke, you know, you want me to give a loaded gun to a teacher who loses her keys twice a week and can't keep track of them. I'm picturing a teacher in a kindergarten class with 28 kids running around with a loaded 45 on her desk, and that just seems like a terrible idea to me. So on the other hand, education, see something, say something, letting adults know when they hear a threat or when they see a threat so that we can react right away. Learning that there's no one way to react to gun violence on campus. So we do something, ALICE training with all of our students. So sometimes you shelter in place. Sometimes you try to escape, and that's always the first option. Get out. We'll figure out where you are later. And as a last resort, sometimes if you can't shelter in place and you can't get out, you have to confront whoever is the threat. And so one of the things, when I was started education back in Manteca, you know, Columbine was just a city and a town in Colorado, and the World Trade Center with just two buildings in New York. Our world has changed, and we've had to react to the way we respond to threats in a very different way than just lock your door and close the curtains, it'll be okay. Because what we have found out, unfortunately, over time, is it's not.
Also want to ask you about, you know, getting students, you know, who are in Sonora High School into the workforce or into college. Are there things that you feel the district can do to try to help that process as go as smoothly as possible?
Absolutely. So we have partners. We have what we call continuing technical education, CTE. And a lot of that for us is in the ag program with our FFA program. And we're going to work. One of the things I think as we move forward on the ranch is to get a facility out there that can help prepare students for the next generation of agriculture and farming, because it's not just going to be planting crops outside anymore. And sustainable agriculture, I think, is something that could be a huge education for our students, as well as the trades. Welding, auto are just things that we have for students, and then we partner with Columbia College to get them into education. Right now, it's someone who graduates from Sonora High basically gets a free year of college at Columbia College on the house. And so partnering with them to get students AA degrees at very minimal cost is huge for us right now.
Well, we've hit on a lot of topics on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We've got about a minute left. Anything else we haven't addressed yet or be worth noting to the public?
Well, just once again, thank you for welcoming me into this community. This has been a whirlwind transition, but one that I've loved. I am enjoying getting to know everybody, listening to different points of view, and let's do what's best for kids because that's why we're here.
So you're enjoying your time thus far?
I am.
Very good. Well, we thank very much our guest in studio this weekend, Dr. Mark Miller, for joining us. He is the new superintendent at Sonora High School, recently replaced the retiring Patrick Shabbat. Programming note, in the next couple of weeks, we will be joined in studio by the new Somerville High School superintendent as well. It's been a big changing of the guard for local education this year. The new Somerville superintendent is Michael Merrill. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back with more Motherlode Views next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.